Welcome to the BAM podcast. That's right, BAM, business and money instead of bitching and moaning. This is the 2.0 version of the top three podcast, True Underdog. This will give you an inside look at building a business, overcoming business and personal issues, and most of all, not bitching and buying into this bitch-ass cancel culture lifestyle. I'm tired of it. I'm sure you're tired of it. Take it from me, who I've built three companies and have done over $1 billion in sales in my time. You're going to hear from cool-ass guests as well on my show. You have zero time to bitch, time to make your move. Let's fucking go. Bam! Bam! This is Jason Waller with the BAM podcast. And today, we have got a special for you guys. This is the Business and Money podcast. Boy, I sound a little loud here. Let's fix that. The Business and Money podcast, and we call it the BAM podcast. Not bitching and moaning, not body and mind, although we want to work on our body and our mind. Not bitches and money. Nope. It's business and money. But today is a holiday episode. That's right. It's the BAM podcast holiday episode. I got with one of my best friends here, brother from another mother, Mr. Joe Caban. How you doing, brother?
What's up? Good to be here, brother. Thank you for having me.
He's a fucking Dolphins fan, so don't judge him for that yet. We'll get into that here in a minute.
Dolphins, baby.
But you like the Lions, too.
I'm rooting hard for him. I want him to win. I want him to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, so. You and I both, man. I have to actually fork out some money. If I take them to the playoffs, this episode's not going to be so serious. We're going to get into some things, but it's going to be funny. It's going to be hilarious. It'll be the third time in a row we did this. We did this twice before with the True Underdog, the formerly True Underdog podcast. But I first want to come out and say, look, thank you to all the listeners and the supporters out there that believed in me, believed in the show, stayed listening, stayed grinding. I appreciate you guys because we hit top 10 in Entrepreneur in the month of December, and the month's not over, and we're climbing the charts like crazy. So that's thank awesome. You for that. Bam! That's a super big exciting.
Accomplishment.
Took me like 10 months last time.
Really?
Yeah, first month. Nice. That's how the fuck we do. That's right. We dropped the mic. That's how the fuck we do, Joe. So I said, I put some on it. I got it, motherfucker. That's how we do.
That's what's up.
That is what's up. So let's get into this. First thing, for the listeners out there to know who the fuck Mr. Joe Caban is, you get like a 3-minute intro on yourself. Now listen, in an intro on yourself, this is your fucking ability to be able to fucking toot your own horn and pat your own ass and do all that shit. So that's what you get to do to talk about you. Go.
I don't think I need 3 minutes.
But I need like 30 minutes, motherfucker. I go all day.
I'm a simple dude. I'm a 40-year-old. Puerto Rican male, in quotations, because he's going
to... He's not really full Puerto Rican. Don't let him lie to you. Show him the tat, Joe. Show him the tat.
Right there.
He's got
a
tat, but he's only like 12%. But go ahead.
But from New York originally. Beautiful family. I got 5 kids and a wife. Moved to North Carolina back in October 1st of 2009, to be exact. Met this guy through a video game.
Video game.
PlayStation 2. We met online. We just shoot the shit online.
What game did we play on?
SOCOM.
SOCOM Navy SEAL.
Yeah, we used to play almost every day.
Your name was Tylenol.
Yep, we had a clan called...
What was my name, motherfucker?
Prozac.
That's right.
I was the simple drug. He was the hardcore drug. But we met. We started hanging out. I started flying down here a couple times a year. We go to football games. I met the family. We just got really, really close really fast. And eventually he was like, come work for me. And I thought about it for a while. And, you know, I had nothing really going on in New York. It's like, fuck it. I took the chance. Came out here, no wife, no kids, and now I got a wife.
No driver's license. Didn't even know how to drive a car.
Now I'm here, and I couldn't see my life being anywhere else. So
no, I appreciate that. Well, awesome. You know, talk about driving. Motherfucker, you got 5 kids.
Yeah.
Not one.
I'm a closer.
Not two. He fucks and finishes.
I'm a closer, dude. That's what I do. I close shit on the phone, I sell shit, and I make babies. That's what I do.
Oh, you do make some motherfucking babies. 5. I thought I was a badass with 4. This motherfucker got 5. Yeah, 5. I said, fuck, you win.
I wouldn't change anything, though.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, all right, and you're a closer. You came into business of learning the sales game, and you're a master at it. You're really good at it. You've done a lot of good sales along your life. But, you know, you also have a passion for... Pokemon cards. Let's talk about that.
So I do have a passion. I started getting back into the Pokemon about 2 years ago.
I mean, you're that many grown ass men, but maybe there is, but I was like, fucking Pokemon.
So it was a big influx when COVID hit and the market went crazy. And as a kid, I was poor. I mean, kind of Jason had same similar backgrounds, came from nothing. Couldn't afford that shit as a young teen, so didn't really collect it. But now that I have money, I spent a shit ton of money on it. Now I turned it into a business. First selling online and streaming. Now I got a little shop locally here, and no, I love it. It's not really work for me. Just go in every day and shoot the shit with customers.
My son's gone in there and opened a couple packs and got lucky as fuck.
Yep, it's exciting. It's gambling. It's legalized gambling, but it's fantastic. I enjoy it.
Buying stocks like legalized gambling too, you agree? You know yeah. whose stock keeps fucking dropping?
Generac!
Generac. Finally, the truth starts to come out a little bit, and those fuckers got not one, but two class action lawsuits against them and a securities fraud lawsuit against them. So fuck you, Aaron Yagfield, out there in Wisconsin. I hope the motherfuckers come and burn your guys' fucking building down and fucking make it even, because this is bullshit that we've had to pick up the pieces. I want to say sorry to all the employees and to the customers out there that we let down at Pink Energy. Joe here knows he fought his ass off as well to try to make sure that all the things were done right, and Generac left us with the bag. So I hope justice is done and those fuckers pay the piper. Enough of that, though. I love to take shots when I can. Definitely not a hater. I'm just a realist. Those motherfuckers need to be responsible. So, with that said, I want to talk a little bit about fucking hard work. We're at lunch today. Where'd we go?
Del Sur. Plug for Del Sur. A free plug for Del Sur, Mexican restaurant nearby.
Why do I always like to go to tacos and tequila, man?
I hate Mexican food.
Let's talk about my chips and salsa game. Let the fucking listeners know about my chips and salsa game is legit.
If there was a Guinness Book of World Records of how fast you could finish a bowl of salsa and chips, he would hold the record. It's the reload speed
is unreal
of a chip to salsa ratio. The whole chip goes in. It's not a piece. It's the whole chip. It's on his fingers and shit, and he's just shoveling the shit without breathing. It's freaking impressive. We need to record that shit one time, and at the end of the podcast, just put it up there. You're just destroying a bowl of fucking...
I fucking love chips and salsa, dude.
So we go, and they give you one bowl. Like, that's not enough. You just got to give
them... We tell them, hey, can you get us a second bowl in a second? They're like, really?
Nobody wants to lose a finger by going in that bowl, his bowl.
I do. You and Kenny said that, and it made me laugh. And every time I eat chips and salsa, I'm like, are motherfuckers judging me now? Like, do I eat it too fast, like inappropriate? Like
we're used to it. The other people in the restaurant are probably like shocked and appalled how you finish that shit
right.
so quickly.
Absolutely. Totally appalled, for sure. I mean, you know, I think about it, I go, I'm white as fuck, and I eat the fuck out of chips and salsa, and the hotter the salsa, the better for me.
And it's not like he can just like once a week eat Mexican food. He would make us go every day.
Every day.
If he had the opportunity. And I just can't do
it. Best people on the planet are Mexican people.
I love Mexican people.
They're better than you.
Spanish people in general are great.
I give credit, but Mexican people are the best people I've ever met.
One of the hardest working people in the world.
Absolutely. So, hey, free plug-in for
Del Sur.
Del Sur, baby.
We won't even charge you for this one. Next one.
Love that, Del Sur. So... So we were at lunch, and I was stuffing my fat face with chips and salsa. Just that's what it sounds like. And of course, I have a tequila, you know, a margarita. It's always good with a sugar rim. No judgment here, please don't judge me. A sugar rim makes that fucking sweet, and that tequila goes.
He only has one, guys. It's not like there's a problem. It's just one drink.
It's just one every day. No, it's just one. So live my fucking life. Walk in my shoes. You might have four.
Mm-hmm.
And going through, and we're talking about hard work. And a lot of people, they talk about doing hard work. They preach about hard work. They write about hard work. They, you know, voice out and share and shout at the rooftops. Oh, everybody's got to do hard work. But a lot of motherfuckers just don't work hard. They're full of shit. You agree?
I agree, 100%. They talk about it, but they don't live the life. They're not about it. They don't be about it.
Yeah, you know, when things are tough... That's when you got to work harder. Mm-hmm. When things are scary, that's when you got to work harder. I talk about it all the time. I talked about it in the TEDx about, you know, being a buffalo and not a cow running through the storm. I kind of have this new mentality. It's like, be the fucking storm, right? I'm not going to run through the storm. I'm going to be the motherfucking storm. I'm going to be relevant, and I'm going to be the disruptor. I'm going to change fucking shit. But you're kind of built the same way. Like, you get into shit, and you just kind of like fucking Tasmanian devil, and get it going.
I can't picture myself not working. Like, I can't be a person that just has no ambition and sits at home and wants to watch TV all day. Like, when I'm home, it's bad to say, but when I'm home trying to spend family time, I got the itch. Like, yeah. I'm like
he ain't talking about jock itch. He ain't talking about ass itch.
I'm not talking about no funguses and shit, yeah. But I feel the itch. Like, I need to be doing something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one of those things where you're like, it has to be, I don't know, you can't learn that.
No.
You just got to have it, be born with that. And I guess our backgrounds kind of help us build that, but most people just, you know, they want to open a business. They want to make $1 million, but they don't put the effort into it at all.
No, they don't. And, you know, it comes up all the time, you know, like people think that things are given to us or that, you know, you scam people. And the truth is we give back. We add jobs. We give customers great products. We bust our ass. We've always done the right thing. You know, we had an unfortunate situation last business, but, you know, that's a manufacturer's issue on most of the problems. Of course, we're not perfect, but we could have fixed everybody's issues, I truly believe, had we not had the fucking Generac issue. They should have done a national recall, still calling for it. But people don't understand how hard it is to get up every day. Now, for us, it's normal. It's like breathing. It's like wiping your ass, right? You're not going to shit and not wipe your ass. If you do, don't call me. Don't follow me. Don't listen to my show because you're fucking weird. But just like wiping your ass, right? We get up and work no matter what it is. We got the storm is fucking here. The struggles are there. People are assuming and saying whatever the fuck they want to say. Haters are hating. You know, people are just talking shit. And we get out there no matter what the situation is. And we just get up every morning, kind of like Groundhog's Day, and work our ass off.
Put a smile on our face.
Yeah.
Just fucking go.
And why do we do that?
Me personally, I do it because I don't want to, even if I'm having issues, we talked about this at lunch, like even if I'm having a bunch of shit going on at home, your wife's bitching at me, the kids are being a pain in the ass, ungrateful little sacks of shits, but
even shout out those five motherfuckers he made. Yeah, he's calling them pieces of shit
pieces
now.
Of shit sometimes. I'm for throat punching half of them half the time, but like I don't want to, see, my issues are my issues. I don't want to put my negative energy out there in the world and affect right. other people.
Right.
Like, I can deal with my shit. But when I go out there and I got to manage people and I got to be in front of people, I got to be in front of customers, they don't want to see that shit. Like, you got to be positive, happy, sun shining, the birds are chirping. Remember that shit? But yeah, that's just the model. Like, you can't just let negativity bring you down. You just got to roll with it. I mean, you'll get through anything.
Yep, I agree. Everything you said. The other thing we talked about, it's because our kids, our yep. 4 and 5 kids, mm-hmm. you want to show them what hard work means. You want to show them what overcoming adversity is. You want to show them that when the fucking world is hard and tough and knocks them on their ass, that they can get up and the birds will still chirp and the sun will still come out and they can be themselves and build whatever it is they want to build, be whatever they want to be, do whatever they want to do. Because the moment you show weakness, the moment it's, and look, there's a difference of being sympathetic, which I've got to work on. Or empathetic, you know, like empathy and sympathy. I always struggle with that because, like, I don't grieve a lot because no matter how bad things are, I just focus on what I can do to fix. I can't just sit in the mud. I got to focus on that. That's good and that's bad. But my point is when things get hard and if you don't stay on the grind and stay focused, you get lost in that minutia, it will swallow you. That storm will fucking control you. You become the cow. You start running from it. It just chases you and it never goes away. You got to deal with your shit. And people deal with shit differently. And I'm not telling everybody how to deal with shit. I'm telling you how Joe and myself deal with shit. We don't like to talk about a lot of shit. And we stay on the grind. We put our fucking head down, our nose down, and we bust our ass and we get through it. You fight through it by working. Right? I had a show the other day, and this lady was a badass. She's like the number one networker. So, you know, business networker in the world. Like, fucking name's Jessie Lee. She's a fucking badass, right? And she said something. She said, you know, when things get tough and you sit there and you don't make a decision, you miss your moments, you miss your opportunities to act, right? But if you focus and you continue to grind, you continue to beat those things down, you don't let them control you, you control the narrative, you're not going to miss those opportunities in life. And we talked about what is fulfillment? What is happiness? And happiness is fulfillment of joy, in my opinion. It's not how rich you are. It's not your title. We were talking about, man, we were broke as fuck. Things were simple. Then our kids get used to a certain lifestyle and then things change. And then you're like, hey, you can't fly first class. Hey, you can't fucking buy those fucking Robux. You can't do that. You can't do that. Because sometimes you go through hills and valleys in life. And sometimes you got to be more conservative. And sometimes you got to change the way you got to adapt with what's going on. And I think the most important thing people can get out of knowing about hard work is it's never fucking easy. Even when you think it's easy, it's not. There's some shit going on that you need to pay attention to.
If you think you're going to go, you're going to show up to a 9-to-5 and make millions of dollars on your, like, building a business or anything, it's not how it works. Uh-uh. If you think that way, you're not ready for it.
I agree with you 1,000%. So let's loosen up a little bit. Let's talk football.
Okay.
So
how about them Lions, baby?
How about them Lions? Rawr, motherfucker, rawr.
6-7 or 7-8?
7-7, motherfucker.
No, was it last 6-7 or?
So just so you guys know, we recorded the show. It was the right before Christmas because the Lions are 7-7. Coming to Carolina, they're going to be 8-7. They're going to drop a fucking, they're going to put their nutsack on Carolina Panthers on a fucking field and call it a day. Excuse my French, not, okay?
not.
The nutsacks to the face for the Carolina Panthers this weekend from the Lions.
Teabagged the shit out of Sam.
Teabagged, Barber. You're going to be like this. What up, dog? Come get it. Aiden Hutchinson, going to be doing that the whole time.
I'm excited. This is the first time in a long time that you've been as excited you've been for a while with the Lions.
You know, I'm scared to get too excited because my son keeps coming to me. He's like, Dad, you think we're going to make the playoffs? I'm like, yeah. No, like, really? I mean, yeah, I hope so. You think we're going to beat the Jets? And we did. He's like, I'm like, yeah. He's like, no, like, really? I'm like, motherfucker, I said, yeah. Well, you think I'm just like, yeah. He's like, well, okay. But he's got me nervous. Like, I don't want to let him down. Should I say, I don't know? But I always told him, manifestation, it's real.
Put it out in the world.
Yes. You put out in the world, you believe it hard enough, it's going to come true. I'm hoping these motherfuckers make the playoffs. But I'm going to assume they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they have a good shot. I think they went out and they make the playoffs.
They'll be the hottest team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And they got that bad dude, James Houston, 5 sacks, 4 games. That's a bad motherfucker. Played for Dion.
Another rookie, right?
Yes. The top 2 rookies in sacks are ours. One drafted number 2, one drafted in the 6th round.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
That's crazy. And you build on that defense in the draft. Your offense is great.
We get the Rams' number 1 pick, by the way, which right now is at 3. So Will Anderson out in Bama. Roll Tide. Bring your ass up to Michigan.
That'd be a good addition. Yeah, you spend your draft picks on defense, so you'll be fine. You're not losing much offensive pieces.
How about your Dolphins, though? They started hot, then they got cold.
They're sliding right now. It's a rough part of the schedule. You played the 49ers. You played the Chargers. Now you play Green Bay at home. It's a tough road schedule.
You lost to the 49ers and Chargers?
Yeah.
Oof.
It's tough.
Oof.
Both road. I mean, when you're on the road, it's hard.
West Coast. So we did you a favor beating the Jets.
Yes. And also,
the Raiders beat New England, helped
yep,
you
last weekend. So we actually needed.
Fucking, what's up with New England? Like,
to win
let me throw
weekend.
The ball backwards.
I don't know. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I think they said it wasn't planned, it was just improvised, and they lost the game. But helped us. So we just need to. We're in final spot now. If we went out, we're fine. We control the destiny. But if we lose a game or two here, we need some help. Mm. But I think we'll do it.
You think you'll make it?
The playoffs? Yeah, I think we'll make it, but we'll lose in the first round probably.
To who?
Whoever we end up playing. I don't know.
Kansas City or Buffalo? Which one's going to be the 2?
And we could beat Buffalo. I'm pretty confident we can. We'll have to play them in Buffalo.
You just lost to Buffalo.
By 3 points.
In Buffalo.
In a blizzard.
What is up with your coach? He's like a fucking nerd.
He's a nerd. He's a cool nerd. He's a funny nerd.
The nerd wears a shirt. Like, he's got more cold. What is that about?
I don't know. He's just a weird dude. But he's a funny dude, though. You ever listen to his shit?
Yeah.
He's like, he asks Justin Fields not to run the ball.
I know. Can you not run the ball?
He's like, well, because no one ever asked him. Like, I just decided to ask him to see if he, but he didn't listen. That was his answer. But yeah, he's a cool dude. I like the coach. I think he's sticking around. I think Dan Campbell also is working for you guys. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he's a motivator. I guess that's what
he's
you guys
a,
need.
He's the fucking biggest knife in the drawer.
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker. But yeah, he's
a bad dude.
Yeah, he's got a, you probably just need a new defensive coordinator next year. And the offensive, Ben Johnson's great. You just need to replace Aaron Glenn. I think you'd be fine.
Fucking Aaron Glenn.
Jeez. I mean, your defense been playing okay lately, but even really been playing.
I love Aaron Glenn, but he can't. They got to get it together, dude. They play a lot of fucking stupid ass zone.
They give a lot of points up.
Yeah, they do. Bend up, right? You know, I think the last 6 games are averaging 19 points
That's
a game.
That's not bad.
First 6 games were 31.
You haven't really been playing some offensive powerhouses lately. Mm-hmm. The Jets, I mean, you had freaking Zach Wilson last week, so he wasn't going to put up a lot of points.
Ain't that the MILF Hunter?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he banged his best friend's mom or some shit like that.
Or his best friend banged his mom?
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What the fuck? You imagine that?
That's fucked up. That's a line you just don't cross. You don't bang no one's mom. Especially your friend. I mean, if it's not, if you don't know him, it's fair game, but you bang your friend's mom. That's fucked up.
That's like some American Pie bullshit.
Yeah, it's some weird shit.
Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
I don't know. Probably was a fantasy or fetish from him when he's a kid. I don't know.
Do you have any fantasies or fetishes?
Not about banging no one's mom. Because you know? I'm 40. Anybody else's mom is in the 60s.
What's your fantasy or fetish now, Joe?
Fucking.
Sleep?
Sleep, yeah. Sleep.
I have a fantasy of sleep.
Yeah, that's.
I just want to go to bed and go night-night.
I want to
sleep. Night-night, motherfucker, night-night.
I want to sleep a straight 6 hours.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Do you have a sleep apnea machine?
No.
Motherfucker, how the fuck you not got sleep apnea and I got sleep apnea?
I don't.
You do. Do you snore?
A little bit.
You got sleep apnea.
Not everyone that snores has sleep apnea.
They say like 90 fucking something percent, dude. I don't think I'm a betting man. I'd fucking put money. You got it.
Nah. I don't wake up because of that. There's other reasons why I wake up, but not because of that.
Do you fart in your sleep or something?
Nah. Got to pee sometimes. The temperature.
Fucking bladder's so old, you got to go pee in the middle of the night?
I used to be able to go the whole night in my 20s and 30s.
Fuck, I still go the whole night.
No, it's one or two times I got to get them pee.
That fucking sucks, dude. Yeah. I don't want that problem.
Plus, I'm a diabetic, so that kind of happens, too. But
does that make you pee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I pee a couple times a night. So that's, yeah, don't get the most sleep, but it's fine. As long as I get six hours in a given time, I'm okay.
So you grew up in New York. What part?
Brooklyn, Queens. Queens mostly before I left. Born in Brooklyn, though.
Born in Brooklyn, grew up in Queens. Mm-hmm. Do you ever miss it?
No.
Why?
New York's shit.
I know, I was just there.
I love it, but it's shit. Like, it's nothing. If you're in Manhattan and you see the lights and, you know, it's something about Manhattan in the wintertime, Christmas time with the lights, and it's awesome for tourists, but, like, once you've seen it, it's just like, it fucking smells like shit.
So Christian kept saying, he's like, Dad, if this place stinks, it's fucking trash.
Mm-hmm. It smells like trash. Literally smells like trash. Mm. Yeah, rats the size of cats. It's fucking, it's disgusting.
You've been, do you watch a lot of TikToks?
No.
Why not?
I don't spend much time anymore on social media. If it ain't business related, I don't really care to anymore. People just, it's fucking depressing.
I don't watch a lot. I like the TikToks because I love to watch people cook.
I like watch videos, but like.
You know what Liz likes to watch, which is disgusting? What? Popping pimples.
Oh, man, that's awesome, actually.
You watch
that
shit?
I had a phase where I used to watch that shit.
Why is that awesome? It's just fucking gross.
It's cool to see, like, why the fuck did you leave that long and it got so big and they had to cut it open with a knife and ooze that shit out of you? Like, you don't notice that big ass lump on you? You just left it there, thinking it was going to go away.
You like to see the stuff come out of it?
Oh, fuck yeah. The pus and shit just start leaking out until it turns into blood.
I like quiver. Like, I get dizzy.
That fucking shit's awesome.
Oh, it's fucking gross.
I remember we operated on your ingrown toenail one time.
Oh,
that was fun.
Tell that story. That was a good one.
So he had an ingrown toenail, and we were in Detroit going to a Lions game. And
Wolverines game.
Yeah, his foot was killing him. So I was like, I get ingrowns all the time. I just cut him out. So we went and got alcohol. We got fucking like the little scissor things and nail clippers. And boy, the motherfucker was squirming. We couldn't even get it done.
It was just so bad I had to get a shot.
He had to get a shot. After we went back home, he had to get it professionally worked on. It was bad.
It was tough, dude. That hurt.
Ingrowns. Have you ever got one after that or no?
No.
Yeah. Usually when you get them, you get them all.
You know, my baby toes, my pinky toes, they have the nail curls up a little bit. It's fucking weird.
Fucking gross, actually. It's worse than the pimples. My nail just swirls. I have like no nail on my pinky, like very little.
Yeah, I have a little one, but it curls.
That's weird.
And I'm not talking. I'm talking about my nail, not my
toe.
Not my toe. My toe's little and it curls too. Kind of curls up. Everybody likes when your toe curls up.
Curls up.
Get a little hook or something. So, look, I got a little swag.
Nice.
So, got the new BAM podcast swag right here. All right, let's show this off a little bit. Ooh, BAM podcast. But look at what it says on this one. You ready? Fuck the victim.
Fuck victim cards.
Fuck the victim cards. How about that one?
I like that.
And I think I got another one right here. Another BAM podcast right here.
That was nice.
And this is the most popular.
Cancel this. I love that.
Isn't that great? So you can go to the storefront here shortly and get those.
That wouldn't even fit my left nipple. So
those were smalls. They were sent to me. They don't fit me either. Those were the samples that I could look at. Such a waste. So, listen, what do you got planned for the holidays?
Just alone time. I took a couple of days off just to relax and gotta finish some Christmas shopping.
You off tomorrow on Friday?
Yep, and just do some Christmas shopping and just bake with the kids, like stuff like I don't normally get
you
to do.
You bake? Or does your wife bake?
My wife bakes. I help. I eat. So I help with the second part of it. She bakes.
She bakes cookies or cakes?
Cookies,
or?
Cupcakes, cakes, all that stuff.
Just puts them in. Kids go, yay!
Yeah, the kids like to bake them. They mix it up and they lick the batter spoon and all that kid stuff.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really
know. My mom used to make cakes and decorate cakes. So I used to eat like cake batter all the time. I ate it so much that I got so sick of it as an adult. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
You don't can't eat it no more?
No.
That's how I am with butter pecan ice cream.
You used to eat it so much as a kid? I love butter pecan ice cream.
The smell of it gives me a stomach ache.
I fucking love that ice cream.
You love mint chocolate chip, too.
I've puked that up before.
Yeah, because you drank it with what?
Milk.
You had milk and then milk chocolate chip. Didn't you have something else with that?
No.
Oh, it was orange juice or some weird shit like that.
No. So I was eating ice cream. I drank a lot the night before. This was many years ago, so don't fucking judge me. And it's probably like 12 years ago. And I had a lot to drink. We were at Darcy's party, and it was a neighbor. And I wanted to join the band. And they were drinking scotch, and I've never had scotch before. So I was drinking all kinds of scotch, and Liz left, and Jimmy left. And I was there at this party by myself, fucking, yeah, I'm joining the band, and I'm singing on the mic. Like, what the fuck? Finally, Liz calls me, comes get me. It's a long night. So fast forward to... maybe it was late that night, like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning. And I go get the container of mint chocolate chip ice cream, Breyers. So fucking tasty, yummy. Another plug, look, free plug. Motherfuckers, you got Breyers. You owe me some fucking money. Mm-hmm. And so I'm eating the Breyers ice cream. And I'm like, oh, I got heartburn so bad. Oh my gosh. And it's like, what? I'm like, I got heartburn. Can you get me some water? She got me milk. And the problem was, is I thought it was water. So when I went to drink it, it was milk. And I just immediately started projectile vomiting all over the place.
What is it, the consistency of?
It was both. It was the taste and the consistency I wasn't ready for. And I had major heartburn where I couldn't swallow. I felt like, oh my gosh, this is bad. Mm-hmm. And because it was at the edge of like, am I going to puke because I have such a bad heartburn, or can I settle it down? That triggered throwing up. But I puked so much. She's like, you're fucking drunk. I'm like, that has nothing to do with me drinking. Like, I was fine. I put the milk in. Bam. I'm throwing up everywhere. So I had to go get the next day a fucking carpet cleaner. And she told me if I didn't get it cleaned out, I was going to have to fucking buy a new carpet. And back then, we didn't have a lot of money. So here I am fucking scrubbing the shit out of these fucking floors. Carpet. Removing...
Green
and black.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Fucking white carpet.
I'd have just bought a carpet. I'd have worked a third job or sold my body on the streets or something for a carpet. Like
slanging dick.
Slanging dick for a carpet. I ain't cleaning that shit up.
Slanging dick. Bam.
But what are you doing for Christmas?
I am taking the kids. Well, we're spending Christmas here. Christmas Eve, the Lions are going to teabag the Panthers. Yep. Right? So make sure you be ready for that. So I'm put on a show. And then 2 days after Christmas, we fly in. We're going to Disney. We're taking all the kids and the grandkids and Hannah's nanny. She's got this new nanny, Bolivia, from Colombia.
South Colombia.
And she made some Colombian food the other day. It was fucking bomb. My son bragged about it for 3 days. I think, you know, he might have a slight crush. She's like 20, he's 12. He's like, hey, and he's asking all these questions. He's very intrigued, but he's also like, she made the best food ever. Like, yeah, it was good. And it was good. But we're taking her. She's never even been in the U.S. So she's never been to Disney. So it's going to be fun. But what's really fun is my granddaughter, Lily, who's 3. She loves Disney. And so she's at the age that she'll remember it and she'll be excited and she's overly joyed. So we're going to fly down there. We're going to do Disney for a couple days. We're going to do Universal for the older kids. Kinsey's birthday's New Year's Eve. So we've got a breakfast at the Chocolate Emporium there at Universal, which is the shit. And then, see, I'm giving all these plugs, dude. Fucking people need to start paying me, dude. You know, holla, you know, from our Yap network. You know, call these motherfuckers and make sure that we're getting some
Disney's,
ads.
Disney, Breyers, and Del Sur owe us money.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I do ads all the time. They need these free plugs got to stop. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting. I'm just too nice.
Do you want to predict I'll vomit at 2 a.m.? Eat Breyers. Mint chocolate chip. And wash down some milk.
2% milk. Make sure you get the 2% cow milk. Here at the store for $2.99. So then you work New Year's Eve. We're going to spend time for Kinsey's birthday. We're going to a place to eat. No more shit plugs. And then we're going to cook out for a couple hours. And then we're going somewhere for dinner. But during those couple hours of cooking out, do you know what we're going to be doing?
What?
It's New Year's Eve.
Eating Mexican food? I mean, drinking?
No, and maybe. We're going to watch the Wolverines.
Oh, for God.
Beat the fuck out of TCU, baby.
I don't give a shit about college football.
Dude, it's the fucking Wolverines. Go blue, baby. Go blue, man. My man Jake Moody out there, dude. Shout out to Jake Moody, kicker for the Wolverines. He's been fucking crushing it. My man J.J. McCarthy out there.
So they play TCU on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then when would they play the national championship? When they win? Is that the Monday?
The following week on a Monday, yeah. And I'm hoping, because I'm an asshole. I am hoping. I am an asshole, just so you know. I'm okay with that.
I'm totally fine. I'm totally not aware. it's no discussion
I'm
on that.
I'm an asshole. He's an asshole. Remember that song?
Yeah.
I got that song somewhere, I'm sure.
I'm sure it's on your playlist when you work out.
I'm an asshole. So I'm an asshole because here's what I want. I want Ohio State. I won't even give them the because they lost that, like my boy said. Ohio State to beat Georgia and go into Arizona and play the Wolverines for the championship and get that ass slapped for a third straight motherfucking time. Twice this year, the game again, get bitch slapped and sent back to Ohio. That's what I think.
Strong possibility.
That's what I'm praying for. I mean, look, we play the Bulldogs and be a good game. We might beat them, might not. But, dude, to play Ohio State a third time, punch them right in the mouth, that sets precedence, dude. That puts their recruiting back several years and ours in a good spot for several years.
Definitely got the easier path to the championship.
You think they're tougher or easier than Georgia?
TCU is.
Oh, TCU's easy, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to destroy them.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
But we're doing that, and then we're going to dinner. And then after dinner, it's such a long day. We're going to be like this. What we're going to do is on New Year's Eve, after we do the breakfast, after we do the cookout, watch Michigan slap the shit out of TCU, and then we go to dinner, we're going to go to Epcot. Because at Epcot on New Year's Eve, what they do is they go around to each city and they have fireworks. Not each city, each country, and they have fireworks. So you get to watch fireworks go off at each country. It's so cool.
That's pretty cool.
Then the next day, we go to Disney and do that. So it'll be like a long 2 days.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I know how much you really enjoy it.
I fucking hate Disney. We've gone for every holiday, but it's what everybody wants to do, and we won't get vaccinated, so we can only travel to certain places. And you know why I won't get vaccinated? Did you get vaccinated? Yes, I did. See, and I don't judge you, do I?
No.
Do I ever give you shit?
No.
Do I ever say anything?
No.
Do I like, ooh, you vaccinated? No. Do you feel like vaccinated people fucked with people who weren't vaccinated?
Yeah, all the time.
It's fucking bullying. Reverse bullying, by the way. But here's what I was scared of. I'm not saying that you should be scared. It's what I'm scared of. And I'm entitled to have my own opinion. I don't want in like 2025, they have a guy, it looks like the guy in Beetlejuice with a small, really fucking tiny head. And they go, if you were vaccinated by blank, blank, blank and took the boosters, you may be entitled to some money. And your head shrank and blah, blah, blah. Like those were my fears. Not saying they were right. It's just what I was scared of. That's why we didn't get vaccinated. That and I have high red blood cells. I was advised not to, which triggered to go, I don't want to anyways.
Yeah, I get that.
But everybody's different.
It's personal choice.
But the reason I bring it up is I can't travel to certain places, which sucks. Because it's like, now you don't have to get vaccinated. They don't care. Everybody's like kind of managing it their own. But you can't go to certain places if you're not vaccinated, which just sucks.
At Disney?
No, Disney you can go, but okay. We wanted to go to like Turks or some of the islands, and then they're very strict, so we ended up going to Disney.
Gotcha. It's a personal decision. I mean, it doesn't bother me either way. If I'm worried about it, I wear a mask. If you're worried about it, wear a mask. Who cares?
Yeah, I see some people wear masks. They don't bother me.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all either.
Yeah, I don't care if they wear them or they don't wear them.
I'm not going to judge you because you didn't get vaccinated.
I wouldn't want you to. And I'm not going to judge you because you're going to look like Beetlejuice in a couple years. I don't give a fuck.
But what if my dick grew 8 inches?
Well, then I would probably sign up for a vax. If the vax was, hey, your penis gets enlarged by 8 inches, motherfucking 99.999% of men would be vaccinated.
5 years from now, I'm just going to be eating apples like this.
Oh, my goodness. That's bad. Let's see what this looks like here. Yep, that kind of shows the camera a little bit, but that's okay.
It's all good.
I like that we can be natural here, and it just works out okay.
Yeah.
We've got good editors that can fix this shit up pretty good.
Yeah, quality guys on the team.
And ladies.
But let's talk about my, I want my own podcast.
Your own podcast? What kind of podcast?
Just me talking shit.
About what, though?
Everything. Life. Everything.
So talk shit. Go ahead. Let's see what you got.
I'm just saying, I don't know what to talk about now. I'm going to have it planned out, but.
Oh, you're a planner.
I shoot from the hip, but I got to have a topic.
Did I plan for this?
Not really. We kind of just wing it.
You're right. What are we going to talk about? What'd I say?
We'll just wing it.
So I said, it doesn't fucking matter what we're talking about.
I'll come up with a topic, but I'll wing the conversation.
Can you have Whiskey Wednesdays and Taco Tuesdays?
I'm going to skip the Taco Tuesdays. I'm not going to have that.
Motivational Monday?
Yeah, we could do that. Don't be lazy. Get up and work, you fucking sack of shit. Words of motivation right there.
That's it. Yeah. You fucking lowlife. Wake the fuck up, motherfucker, and do something.
Are you on the couch right now eating a fucking bag of chips with your feet on the coffee table and it's noon? Go to fucking work, you fucking lowlife. That's my PSA right there.
Yeah. Are you sitting at home collecting a check from the government knowing you feel guilty fucking doing it while you're watching other people bust their ass and you're hating on them on Instagram and social media? Get off your fucking ass, you bum, and go find a job.
There you go.
Something like that?
Everyone's hiring now.
Everyone. You know, I used to tell people when they were shitty at work, not in Power Home, but 2 careers ago, what I used to tell them.
You used to actually bring applications from Burger King and them places. I'm like, yeah, Burger King's hiring, to hand them the application.
Because why?
Because they weren't working.
They sucked.
They sucked.
They weren't doing their job outside smoking too long. I'm like, what am I paying you to do? Get the fucking work.
Go flip burgers if you want.
And so I said, Burger King's hiring. Here's an application. You either want to be here and work or you fucking take that application and go somewhere else.
That actually worked. Because I have people to this day that I run into that we used to work with a long time ago. And they remember that moment.
Change their life forever.
They're like, yeah, he gave me that fucking
I don't want to be a fucking loser.
He gave me that application.
You know, I ask people, if they look at their lives right now and they're satisfied, mm-hmm. they're lying.
Yeah.
You're lying. Because the moment you're too satisfied and you get complacent, you're just withering.
Yeah.
You're just withering. You got to continue to push. AGB always getting better 1% every motherfucking day.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's not financially.
No, it's emotionally, mentally.
Yeah, as a person.
It's an individual. Educate yourself. Invest in yourself.
You said it earlier, success is not money.
No.
Not based on money.
It's happiness and fulfillment.
Success is in here.
Yeah.
If you're fulfilled in here, you'll be broke as fuck.
Now, a quick word from our sponsors.
If you're,
I love doing these podcasts because there's people that actually reach out and they're like, man, I started my own business or I did this, I did that.
I've seen a couple of those.
Yeah, it makes
nice
me
to get.
Makes me feel really good. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's worth it. All those other fucking people out there that are hating because you're not on my level and you'll never fucking be on my level. You sit in there and you eat your fucking licorice and you finger fuck your ass and you fucking swallow popcorn. I know that's funny. And you do all that fucking shit. Guess what? I'm living my life and continuing to grow. And here's the difference. Those motherfuckers aren't even on my level, so they don't fucking matter.
Does it?
Right? People that want to be better in life and people that don't hate and that they care and they want to empower people and inspire people and motivate people and push progress is important, along. Those are the people I want to be around. Those are the people I want to inspire. Those are the people I want around me. The rest of those fuck sticks, dude, they can just sit and watch and they don't fucking matter because they're not on my level. I never see anybody successful talk shit about me. I just don't. Think about it. I don't see any famous rich people or fucking business owners. Everyone that they don't talk shit. It's all these fucking scumbag lowlife fucks that sit on their thumb and fucking have pictures of me on their fucking ceiling. It's those fucksticks that talk shit. It's those haters that have a problem. And it's just keep bringing it. It's just fuel. You're watching me, motherfucker. I'm not subscribed to your page because you ain't got a motherfucking page. And if you did, I probably wouldn't watch it because you're a fucking nobody. You watch my shit. And for those that want to be somebody, don't hate on people like me. Listen to people like me and go out and fucking work. Go out and earn it. Go out and find a way to help people. Go out and find a way to motivate people. Go out and find a way to inspire people. Go out and find a way to make progress. Don't fucking sit on your ass. My man Joe said, don't fucking sit on your ass. Get off your ass and do something. So for those that don't want to be those fucking losers, go fucking do something. Don't waste your energy and words and fucking being keyboard gangster saying, I don't like you, you fucking blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. Find a way to use your energy, your words, your wisdom, your knowledge, your fucking voice, and your time to better somebody else.
And some people are just not built the same.
Like no.
They look at that negativity, let that shit eat them alive.
Totally.
Like they give a fuck about it. You know, we don't give a fuck
I can't believe that. These people are talking shit about me.
No one cares. If you're successful, you don't give a shit.
I know. I hate to throw my ex-business partner under the bus, but dude, that's one that like just runs under the covers and can't handle anything. And he should be out here standing up, you know, for himself sometimes too, but he's just, it hurts his feelings. And, you know, he feels so abused from the public and from, he just, you know, he just, oh, he can't handle it. And I feel bad for him. It's not right.
You gotta have thick skin in this game.
Anytime you're going to run a business, anytime you're going to be successful, I mean, you fucking Google Jeff Bezos, Google fucking Elon Musk. You know how many fucking people hate them? You know how many fucking people are trying to sue them? When you're successful, you get sued. You know how many fucking times this happens? All the time. So when you go and you look at that with these, with those other successful people, they're not fucking giving a shit about what these lowlifes are saying. They don't care. They care about the people that they help and the customers, and they care about their employees and like things like that. People that we cared about, people that we fought for. It just sucks that some people have their own perception. But again, you know, they're not on the same level.
It sucks to people who are in your corner. And once shit hits the fan, they flip.
Yeah, that's, and I would say they flip. Shitty. I think there's three groups in this, okay? There are three groups in the situation that went down with Pink Energy of where people sit. There is a small group I call group one that is like, fuck you, Generac, and this is wrong. And they know 1,000% what happened, and they know how hard they fought, and they're vocal about it. They're loud about it. They're obnoxious about it, right? They're like, oh my gosh, right? I'm obviously that one because it's affected, you know, 2,300 employees and 40,000 customers and my family and the employees' families and the customers' families. So I'm like fired up. I'm fighting on behalf of that group. Then you have a group, which is the majority. I mean, like 90%, dude, that all know that Generac is fucking wrong. And they're like, dude, that's fucking, dude, we worked our asses off. Most of them are employees. Some of them are customers. A lot of them are friends. Dude, we worked our asses off. We did everything we could. I can't believe this came like a thief in the night with Generac's bullshit. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And those people, it's like the people who voted for Trump are the people who voted for Biden. They're like, I did that, but I ain't telling nobody I did that. They're so scared of cancel culture. You just saw my shit. It's like, fuck this, right? Cancel this. They're so worried about being canceled. You can't really be canceled. Is Trump really fucking canceled? The motherfucker won the election. Is Andrew Tate really canceled? The motherfucker keeps blowing up on his own platform. Like, you can't. The only person that can cancel anybody is yourself. You can only cancel your fucking self. Everybody else can try to fucking cancel you because they don't fucking want to better themselves. They just want to hurt people. That's fine. But the biggest group, that 90% of them, are in that middle where they know what happened and they're so mad at Generac and they're disappointed, but they can't say anything. So they're kind of like, I'm just not going to comment on it because it hurts me. I don't want to be canceled. That's the fear factor kicking in. And that's 90% of them. And then you have a small percent. I would say 5% is in group one, 90% is in group two, 5% is in group three, but they're the loudest. And that's ex-employees that were fired for not doing their job. Not people that stayed till the end. People that were fired that weren't doing their job. Oh, I'm going to hate on them now. Or some customers who'd misunderstand, and rightfully so, all these customers should be pissed off. I understand that. But customers that don't understand the concept of when that thing burns out, it's not like that's the issue. It's the firmware that shut your system down and made it not produce, where it's only partially working, is the issue. Therefore, it's not doing what it's supposed to, so you feel like you've been had. That's the issue. Some customers don't understand that. I get that. They're in there. Ex-employees that were fired are in there. And then you've got competition, haters that want to see you fail no matter what, in there. And that's the loudest group. That's the group that's really loud about Biden, or that's the group that's really loud about Trump. That's that small group that's just loud and obnoxious. So you got two loud and obnoxious groups. I'm obviously on that first group that's like fighting, saying, fuck Generac. Somebody's got to say it. Then you got this other group that's like, oh, that's bullshit. This isn't black. This is purple. This is white. This is yellow. And they did this and they scammed everybody, which is bullshit. That's that group, right? That's what they're hoping for. And there's no smoking gun. Like, they're just full of shit. What's sad is you have a lot of people that should have been in that first group that went to the second group. And then you have a lot of people that are in that second group that over time may fall into the third group. You would hope not, but then they're like, you know, if I denounce the company, maybe I can get a job. Well, it's funny. Most of the people that worked for us got better jobs than they've ever had because they worked for us.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, of course. There were a lot of people that moved on to bigger positions in other companies because they worked for us.
Affected a lot of families. And so, you know, and this isn't about that. You know, this was a Christmas special, holiday special, but we got on that tangent to talk about that. And so I wanted to bring that up.
Get it out.
Yeah. Sometimes it just feels good. It's the holidays, you know, somebody send a nice Christmas present to Generac, says, fuck you, you know, and some letters or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to mention something earlier because you had three groups, and this is how I categorize. This is a touchback on like 20 minutes ago. There's three types of people in this world. Mm-hmm. That's how I categorize them. One that wakes up with the alarm clock and hits the snooze button five mm-hmm. times. Mm-hmm. It's one person that wakes up when the alarm clock rings and gets up. And then there's people who are up before the alarm clock rings.
I'm up before the alarm clock rings.
Yeah, that's me too. That's the difference between us and most people. The people who are hitting that snooze button five or six times, they're not going to be as successful.
Ever,
as the first person. But the second one maybe has a shot when he hits it once and wakes up. But that snooze button, a lot of people that have those ambitions that don't do nothing about it, those are the snooze button hitters.
I know.
I've never hit a snooze button once in my life.
I don't think I have either.
Ever. I might have slept a few times till the alarm rang.
Yeah.
On a long day, but never hit the snooze button.
I would agree. I always wake up before then going, is it time for me to get up? Let me look.
Hour before the alarm clock, I'm like,
fuck. Well, might as well get up now.
Yep, exactly.
Or I'll lay here for a few minutes, just get up and 10.
Look at my emails.
Yeah.
See what came in over.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Exactly.
Why are you up? I ain't up. You up.
I get the same thing.
Well, why the fuck are you looking at your phone?
Even up earlier than me.
Your girlfriend texted you? Nah, she went to bed earlier.
My girlfriend's out of town.
Yeah.
She's on vacation with her husband. But yeah, but that's how I categorize three people. Just to go back to that, you make three categorizations, so I just figured I'd do the same.
No, that's a good one. And the snooze buttoners.
Yep. A lot of people are snooze buttoners.
I hate that.
It's like 90%.
It's sad. Isn't it sad?
It's very sad.
That's sad. Here's what I encourage people to do. It's the holidays. You got to love more. You got to like more. You got to be more kind. You got to help people out. You got to give some hugs. You got to text those people that you haven't talked to in a while. Let them know you care. Check in on them. Friends, family, everything. Just send a text. Hey, happy holidays. How are you doing? Is there anything I can do? You know, I've tried to be better, right, Joe? You've heard me say, is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can help you with? Like, you have to be relevant in offering service to people and helping people out. I just think that's important. I think that we get away from that sometimes and we get selfish, and we need to focus on that as we go into these holidays, on some positive reinforcement going into 2023. I'm a big believer. Everyone's like, I got my New Year's resolutions. I get a fucking daily resolution. I don't need the new year to fucking get my shit going. I just go.
Hourly resolution.
That's right. Like, I just do it. Mm-hmm. But some people need that. They need that hard line. And if that's okay, if that's what you need, there's nothing wrong with that. But just fucking set it and go. I always say the time is now. It's not fucking tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not last week. When's the best time to fucking plant a tree? 20 years ago. When's the next best time? Motherfucking today.
And as a podcast host yourself, like, there could be one thing you say on a podcast that could turn a light on for somebody.
That's right.
You drop a lot of jewels on your podcast.
I try.
You try. And you've done hundreds. So you drop a lot of jewels. And maybe episode 59 is the episode that you listen to and you're like, shit, I get it. It's all starting to click.
Listen, out. You can never invest in yourself enough, whether you're educating yourself through podcast or YouTube University or anything. You've always got to better yourself. I was listening to some stuff earlier. A buddy of mine, Cody Spreber, going live out in Arizona. He's, you know, a motivational speaker somewhat, and he's building that up. He's got a new podcast, The Clever Investor, which is pretty good. And he does a lot of real estate, but dude, he was saying some real shit. He's like, "What if you're fucking sitting there not doing nothing, fucking do something. Quit being a fucking pussy. Quit being chicken shit. Do something." That was his message. And it's like, we're not told that enough. We're told it's okay. You can be the victim and not have to work hard and we'll take care of it. Like, no, dude. Like, man the fuck up.
Exactly.
You know, fucking, you got family to feed? Go work.
Yeah.
You want to have nicer shoes? Go work. You want time with your family? Go put and make enough money where you can take vacations. Like, what are you doing? You control your own destiny. Nobody else. It's motherfucking your map. I say it in my book. It creates your own map and then fucking live it. And then you'll have the abundance of joy, of happiness, of love, of fulfillment. Money doesn't matter. That just comes based on the fucking path you take.
And if you're scared, you're going to fail. Mm-hmm. Everyone fails.
Everybody fails.
Multiple times. You're going to fail. You got to take a swing. You got to take the at-bat to get a hit. If you don't take the at-bat, you're just going to be in the same place you're in right now, doing nothing.
Same
take,
shit.
Take the shot. There's two people I listen to that resonate to me. You, of course, and Gary Vee. I love Gary.
You know, I just saw him at the Jets game.
Oh, he's fucking, I love all his shit.
He's like, good.
He's real.
He is real.
Fucking, if you watch him, like, garage sailing, like, you're broke, you don't have any money, wake up at fucking 6 a.m. on a Saturday, go to fucking garage sales, use Google, I mean, eBay. eBay tells you what shit's paying for. Look it up. It's $1, it sells for $15 on eBay. Buy it and fucking flip it. There's ways to make money to be successful.
Yeah.
And he resonates so deep into me because he's like so real.
Gary Vee is one of my favorites. So he's good. I got to talk to him, trying to get him on the show. He gave me his email. We're sending going back and forth some stuff, but definitely a good dude. Christian got to meet him. We got to get a picture with him.
He's awesome. If you can get him on, that'd be great. You guys are a lot alike in a way.
Yeah. He's a little bit more liberal than I am, but I'd say yeah.
Yeah, but as far as, like, the realness.
I would agree. And, yes. the quit making excuses, just fucking do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because too many people make excuses. It's like, just fucking, what are you talking about? You're wasting time telling? Just go. Mm-hmm. Just fix. Just do. Just fucking do.
Yeah.
All right. One message to wish everybody happy holidays. Go.
Be kind.
Ooh. I like it.
Be kind to your fellow man. You never know what people are going through.
It's true.
Deep down inside. They might not show it. But your kindness could change a lot.
I agree. I love that one. All right. So I'm going to leave it on that because I can't fucking top that from the big Joe Bird here. But kudos to my man, Joe Caban. I think we will get you a podcast going underneath my umbrella for sure. At least, you know, as we're building up our brand. And I think a sports podcast, dude.
I think we've always talked about it.
I think we should do one where, you know, fucking Woodward Sports. I love Woodward Sports. There's a free plug. Dude, they do one. We should fucking do one. This could be like the fucking Alcove Sports, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. We can do weekly, like, we could do a certain group of games and kind of predict the
I think we get it ready right before the draft. I think we work on it early first quarter, and then we master it and we get some drop boards and we go out there and we fucking, you know, we do our draft and we do all kinds of shit. We have guests on, we cut up. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll give 2 minutes, 3 minutes to Christian to dial in from home and he'll be the yeah, so I'm a Christian, and I'm going to pick the games of the week, and we're going to see how he does if he could legally gamble. Be like, well, if this kid could legally gamble, he would be up this, or he'd be down that, and we'll have a tracker.
Mm-hmm.
And me and you could talk about all kinds of good stuff, sports, life, but, you know, Woodward Sports does a good job of that, and I look at it, and I go, fuck, that's a...
Were you on that?
I was on that. It was a good show.
After the draft, right? Right after they drafted Cade, right?
Yes. No, it was after they drafted Cade. It was right before they traded... Right when they traded Stafford.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I remember that. I was at the doctor's office when you were on that, so I didn't catch the whole thing.
But it was a good show.
You're talking about Kate at first.
Yeah. Well, listen, they've got a good show that they start, they have different people on, and it's something like I think we could do like a sports network. It'd be fun. And I think we'd have listeners because people want to hear real people's opinion, not just ESPN.
You got a top 10. They'll listen.
Top 10. Hey, look, we're going for the top 5 in the next 60 days, and then we're going to go for that number 1. So we're coming. And you know who's at number 1? My boy Ed Mylett and Andy Frisella, 1 and 2.
Oh, nice.
I know both those guys. So I fucking got it for him, dude. And when I beat him, I'm going to send him a bottle of wine saying, I don't want to hear it. Drink it.
Nice.
Ha! All right, guys. Thank you for watching the show, the Christmas special. Happy fucking holidays. Happy New Year.
Be kind.
Be kind. Merry fucking Christmas. Make sure you crush the end of this year and you go into next year being loving, being kind, and being as good as you can be. Do not short yourself or box yourself in. You can subscribe to us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, YouTube. You can check us out on any of those platforms. Make sure you give us a good review. Make sure you continue to follow and share the show. Bam!
Bam!